This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves didn't make the blockbuster trade some fans were hoping for at the trade deadline yesterday, but they did add an excellent bench piece in Bulls guard Ayo Dosunmu. Minnesota parts with Rob Dillingham, Leonard Miller, and 4 second-round picks. They go to the Bulls. Chicago gave Minnesota Julian Phillips as well. Minnesota will host New Orleans tonight. Big night for Gopher women's basketball last night in Iowa City. Minnesota upset the 10th-ranked Hawkeyes 91-85.
It's a really big moment for us, and I thought our young ladies played with an incredible amount of composure. You're playing in an incredibly, incredibly tough environment. And so kudos to Iowa for what they've created here and what this looks like and how loud it gets. And to our players' credit, I think we just continued to stay composed.
Head coach Don Plitzewhite's team was 10 for 14 from three-point range. Gopher softball opens the season today in a tournament in San Diego. They take on Miami of Ohio and San Diego State in a pair of games. Gopher head coach Piper Ritter says they'll have to pitch well to win big.
You know, I'm excited about to see all the pitchers get on that mound and really compete. We have a strong group of pitchers that will all contribute in some way, and so I'm excited for them to get out there and kind of show us and keep us in ball games. We are a little young when it comes to hitting and defense and offense, so I think we're going to have some learning curves through that, but confident in our pitching to keep us in the ball games to win them.
Team USA women's hockey won a preliminary round Winter Olympics game over Czechia yesterday 5-1 in Italy. Minneapolis native Larry Fitzgerald and former Vikings running back Roger Craig were chosen for election to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and former Viking center Garrett Bradbury will be starting for the New England Patriots in Sunday's Super Bowl. He says the season's been amazing.
It certainly doesn't feel real. It's starting to feel more real. This team has been so much fun to play with. The locker room is awesome. I got so many new friends this year, and you just don't want it to end. You don't want the season to end. We understand there's only one possible more game, but yeah, it's amazing.
This is MNN Sports.